Once upon a time, in a Galilee far, far away, there lived a young woman, a teenager, a Jewish peasant girl, and, God help her, she is pregnant and unmarried. She dwells in a land occupied by a great and mighty empire, Rome. A land occupied, controlled by an army, a peace enforced by the threat of violence or violence, your choice. The occupation of Mary's land means that Mary's heart and life is also occupied, as are the hearts and lives of her kinsfolk, her neighbors, occupied by insecurity and fear. And this young Mary, she chafes at occupation, chafes at its degrading fear, and decides to undertake an inconvenient, costly, arduous journey to visit with her elderly cousin, Elizabeth. Did I say elderly? Aunt Elizabeth is as old as the hills. Mary's journey from Galilee to Aunt Elizabeth's home in the hill country is probably 80-100 miles. Imagine an unmarried, teenage, pregnant girl walking, say, the distance from Newton, Massachusetts to Stockbridge, Massachusetts. This is a many days and nights undertaking. Did I mention that this is a young woman of some spunk and determination, of imagination and resolve? Days later, footsore and aching, Mary finally arrives in the hill country. She asks directions to her cousin's home, her aunt's home. She locates the home of Aunt Elizabeth and Uncle Zechariah, knocks, and Aunt Elizabeth opens the door. She is, as Mary expected her to be, old, old as the hills. But there's something else about Elizabeth. Ancient Aunt Elizabeth is roundly, profoundly, astoundingly pregnant. Young Mary and aged Aunt Elizabeth embrace, pregnant tummy to pregnant tummy, womb to womb, tangled in each other's arms. They are by turns crying and laughing. And Mary, the young, pregnant, unmarried teenager from Galilee, she starts singing. That's what Luke says. She starts singing. Mary breaks out into song, and it's an old, old song, as old as the hills, and it is a song saturated in the Hebrew texts and the stories of their people. And it's a new song at the same time. New and fresh, surprising and uprising, this song. It's a bridge, this song, between old and new, between past and future, between the way it is right now, today, in this occupied, violent, grief-drenched world, and the way it will be in God's time. Listen again, listen to the song. My soul magnifies God, she sings. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for God has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's servant. God has looked with favor on a spunky, defiant, unmarried, pregnant peasant girl in an occupied land. Amen. God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has dispersed the ones who strut and stride as if they own the world, whose power and wealth protect them, ennoble them, and what's worst of all, what it is that gets God's goat, worst of all, is these people whose outsized pride inures and hardens them to the suffering of others. That's what gets God's goat. God has brought the powerful down from their thrones and raised up the lowly. These are fighting words, sisters and brothers. God has filled the hungry with good things, with food and more than food, peace, security, leisure, laughter, and sent the rich, woe is me, empty away. And the rich, God help them, are learning hunger and pain and fear. This is quite a song of reversals and a revolution. Make no mistake about it, Mary's song is a song of revolution for a revolutionary religion. It is a song that issues from the very being of God, a God who upends human contrivances. So I gotta ask, brothers and sisters in Christ, I gotta ask, on this third Sunday of Advent, as we race toward the day that Mary gives birth to this child, I gotta ask. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I didn't ask. Did you really know what you were getting into when you set yourself to following this Jesus? You know Jesus as a gentle shepherd, but did you sign on for his anger as well? For the trouble he stirred in the temple and in the village and in the city and in the social order, did you sign on for that? I gotta ask. Did you know that God professes a special love for the least and the lost, and conversely, that God has an attitude about oppressors? Oppressors get God's goat. You probably remember what Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin said about religion. Opiate of the people, opiate of the masses, pacifying us, mollifying us, numbing us to violence, inuring us to injustice, hardening us to human suffering. Maybe some religion, but not Mary's religion. Not Jesus' religion. This is no opiate. If you sign on for this one, it's no opiate. C.S. Lewis wrote about Mary's song. He said this, the Magnificat, it is terrifying. It should make your blood run cold. And the great Methodist missionary E. Stanley Jones, he called the Magnificat the most revolutionary document in the world. I gotta ask, did you sign on for this? Are you ready? Are you able? Are you willing to join God's revolution? Are you willing to participate in the death of pride, yours and others? And it's gonna hurt. Are you willing to be among those who participate with God in lifting up the least and the lowly? Are you willing and able to buck the system and participate in the redistribution of resources? Mary's song is a song of revolution for a revolutionary people. It is a song that issues from the very being of a God who upends human contrivances. If you're ready, or if you want to be ready, if you just want to be ready,